Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we laugh. Yo, yo, yo. We here, baby. It's lit.
The music wouldn't play, but it's okay.
We'll figure it
out. It wouldn't let
week.
Me upload. It went. No, we won't. It won't let me put my iTunes music on. I think I got to do like some illegal download or something.
If we liked VP, we'd ask him, but we don't. So.
I'll just ask somebody else that did the blog talk
before. Anyways, if y'all are listening, what is good? It is Pam and Gina, a.k.a. Nico and Jay. We back.
I know they missed us, though, right?
They had to have missed us. I missed us. They had to have missed us.
Let me see. Not on the desk. Now I got to work the board and talk shit.
All right, so tonight, you guys, we're talking about, we got a lot to talk about, don't we?
I think so. We kind of got a recap because we didn't do a video. We didn't do a video recap.
We didn't do a video recap of the Guerrilla Warfare event like we were supposed to. So we kind of have to do like a recap of, because they had, listen, y'all, Jay had my black ass in Chicago with the shooters. She took me out of New York and brought the shooters. I was in Chicago, you guys. My New York ass was in Chicago for the Guerrilla Warfare event, the Crown 2. So shout out to Gracie and Big Cannon. The event was dope. I thought it was a 2-day event. It was Friday and Saturday. I thought it was pretty okay. Like, I'm not gonna hold you. I thought it was alright. You know,
Yeah.
Overall experience was cool. I'm going to get into the overall experience, I mean, into some of the things that happened at the event a little later. I wanted to kind of run down the card a little bit, because it was a two-day event. So the first day was, what was the first day again? The first day was what, the weigh-in?
The weigh-in, yeah.
That one had...
That car
was lit.
Yeah. That was Sammy Wahunis versus
Fettuccine from the trap. You know what, though? Sammy Wahunis versus Fettuccine 20, that was probably my favorite battle that whole weekend. Like, no bias shit, just because, you know, y'all know I love the trap, no biasness, but Sammy Wahunis and Fetty went the hell off. Like, them two were going at it. Like, they were not playing. Like, no biases. Of course, I'm going to say Fetty won, because I really think Fetty won. But besides that, though, they were going off. Like, that was probably my favorite battle that whole weekend.
I think you being biased.
Here we go with the bullshit.
I think you being biased.
You being biased because, Sammy from Chicago, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not trying to hometown. For who won. I think you being biased by saying that was the battle of the weekend. I don't. Okay.
Oh.
Nate, okay.
All right. So
okay,
who was
Nathan
better?
Was the
who
battle
was
of the. Okay. They both. You know what? I might can let them have battle of the weekend. Because they both
my
knew
nigga,
what they were supposed to.
They had battle of the weekend. Like, the two of them
together. So who do you
together,
have
like,
performance of the weekend then?
Performance of the weekend? Oh, shit. I don't know. I have no idea. It was one of them two, though. One of them two.
You think one of them two would beat? So, you know, if I say the statement, then I might be biased when I say, like.
You're going to say
I
JC because he your favorite. And that's bullshit.
Hey,
cause
so you were trying to tell me that he wasn't wigging at the event?
JC was fire on Saturday against Bourne. Like, he was fire. However, was that the performance of the night or the performance of the weekend? Fuck no. The performance of the weekend goes to either Sammy 100 or Fettuccine 20. One of them niggas got to take it up as performance of the weekend. Of that, and it's a little sad considering is how the second day had mad heavy hitters on that card, and it went to... I'm going to keep it above. The second day was boring as fuck. Like, some of the cards were boring as... Some of the battles were boring as shit.
It was, and you know what, and I think that a lot of that weighed on Gracie, and I love Gracie. That is my baby to the wind, like, to everything burns down. But it wasn't her fault, but I think she felt a lot of pressure. But a lot of them top 10 niggas, I feel like they disrespected the event because they didn't come
they didn't have pain.
They didn't deliver.
I slept.
So
what were we doing? We were drinking when A-Verb and T-Surf were battling. Like, I think I was on my, like, 30th cup watching A-Verb and Surf. Like, what are they talking about? Like, at that
but
point,
now
I was ready to
drop. Trending to, like, cut your thoughts. So you see it's, like, trending, like, through the groups or whatever. Like, people cut their thoughts off and they just say Jersey at the end now. Because
what's that about?
So I was halfway out of it, but he ended his round with, like, half of a bar and was just like, I'm out of here, Jersey. That was, like, it was,
well,
like,
see,
out of
nowhere.
Well,
see, that's how you know I wasn't paying attention because I did not remember that.
He didn't say much. Like, he was just like, Jersey. And that's how he ended it. Like, no.
Well, that's how you know I was done because I don't remember... I remember the opening part, and then after that, it's like, all right, next. And they were the last battle, and it was so disappointing. Like, because I'm a fan of Sue Surf. I'm not a fan of A-Verb. He puts me to sleep no matter who he's battling. I'm a fan of Sue Surf. So it was disappointing to see, like, how lazy he looked and how lazy it sounded and how lazy the performance was. And just, it was lackluster as fuck.
See, I am a fan of A-Verb, so see, we different that in because I love me some A-Verb.
How can you be a fan of A-Verb? What is it that A-Verb, what does he do? Like, okay, A-Verb is cool and everything, and, you know,
aren't you a fan
battles,
of A-Verb?
Certain battle rappers just don't move it for me. Like, he don't move me. Like, I've never heard A-Verb say something that had me like, oh, shit, yo. Like, took the soul out of me. Like, he's never moved me, like, ever. Never, ever, never, never. Like, I'm still waiting for A-Verb to say something that had me like, oh, shit, this nigga A-Verb is wigging.
Bro, I'm telling you, never
in my life. And I've been watching battle rap since I was like 12.
And even when he battled Hitman, you wasn't moved.
First of all, I love me some Hitman, so you know I wasn't moved. And that's part of me probably being biased when he was around him. I was like,
yeah, you being biased. Hell yeah.
I don't have a problem saying
so
I'm biased.
So you wasn't moved by his iron low anemic bar when he battled Goods either. Is that what you're telling me too?
He does not move me. He does not move me, and that's okay. Not everybody's going to do it for you. It's okay.
Let's talk about your quote-unquote
Clips my favorite. No, Clips is my favorite, and there's no quote-unquote. We don't have to put him in quote-unquote, but Clips is the GOAT to me, is the GOAT in general. Like,
okay, so what is
quote-unquote.
How do you feel he extended an apology to Gracie because he knows he didn't do what he was paid to do, so he's supposed to come back to guerrilla warfare and battle for free. How do you feel about his performance against Big Cannon? He was half-assed. It's crazy.
Listen, we kicked
it with him before the battle. He didn't seem like I didn't peg him to be like as ill prepared as he was just like,
eh. I mean, listen, you gotta understand, okay, when you have reached the level that Clips has reached, okay, you got a lot a lot of things going on, okay. He had just had a battle. I think he was just in London.
like a couple days before, like couple, like literally like 2-3 days had a battle beforehand, right? Plus he had something else to do, like literally the day after. So he got a lot on his plate. You know what I'm saying? That's, he got a lot. I'm not making excuses. I'm not saying that that's a reason to half-ass anything. But you know what I'm saying? You also gotta understand when you high in demand. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot to balance. It is. It's a lot to balance. So we're not gonna get on clips like A Verb did and stuff. Like A Verb got the battle because he won with him and Two Surf because Two Surf half assed it. That's the only reason why A Verb won, because Two Surf half assed it. So we're not gonna just only focus solely on clips. Like clips is the only
half of those battlers half assed when they came. And I feel like they disrespected the entire event by not bringing their A game. I'm just speaking on the fact that Clips has extended that as like an apology. I'm not making
a
excuse. If he is the GOAT, he should be able to take back to back fights. Like, I'm sorry. And
who says
I feel
he
like
cannot?
He didn't make the guerrilla warfare event a priority, is what it was.
Not to discredit Gracie or Big Cannon, like he didn't take the guerrilla warfare battle that big of a deal. So
he didn't take the last two battles he didn't battle the past year as a big serious to me. And if
that's
that means
bullshit.
He got that,
that's
like he said when he battled Lux, that's his fact. When he battled Lux, he got that I don't give a fuck thing. He's okay with not giving a fuck. And
he's a GOAT, so he can be okay with not giving a fuck.
No,
No, you listen. Any other battle rapper that decides that they don't give a fuck, guess what? They trash from here on out. They garbage truck juice. Like, you know what I'm saying? These other battle rap niggas, they can't say they don't give a fuck in a battle and then still have the name that Clips have. Like, it don't work that way. Sorry, not sorry. Like, that's just, I don't make the rules. I really don't. I don't make the rules. I just abide by them. You know what I'm saying? Well, sometimes I abide by them. But it's true. Like, he didn't take the guerrilla warfare battle seriously. So, like, oh well.
No, that's a problem. Not over my ass. Fuck out of here.
But so what other battle was
next?
What battle did we actually, like, take? Like, because we paid attention to all the battles. Like, there was another battle
that was on the card. Let me get my rant out about Auntie Lucky, okay? I'm sorry, Lady Luck, okay? Even with me being intoxicated, okay?
We were intoxicated.
I don't give a damn. I wasn't that damn drunk while them bars was hitting with me at all. And I was upset after the fact when I was seeing people say that she really, like, clowned Official, like it was almost embarrassing to me because it's like my 54-year-old auntie trying to have a cypher with me. That's what I felt like. My auntie was up there and she was giving these corny ass jokes. I felt like she was gonna turn around and say "up your nose with a rubber hose" type of shit. Like that rhyme. My auntie say shit like that. I'm serious. She be like,
nah,
up your back, up your crack with a thumbtack, some shit. Like, I'm telling you.
Yo,
my auntie.
Luck says. Wait.
No neck, deep throat, whatever.
We're going to have to go into that. She says, you ain't got no neck, so I know you can deep throat. I'm not even going to get into why I took that so offensively. I'm not even going to say why I took that so offensively, but so she
makes
said,
sense.
"She no, but she said, pull up in that Dupree and let that bow wow." Now, okay, she said, "Pull up in that Dupree and let that bow wow." Now, when the last time you heard a song from Dupree, from Jermaine Dupree? Like, I think
I
might have been 12.
I don't know, but I think I follow him on Facebook. He posts, like, nice, funny videos now from the guys from the Vine or whatever, from Vine.
Pull up in that Dupree and let that bow wow with lines like that.
My nigga, that's
really
how
thought,
you know she's somebody's damn grandma. I'm trying
I
to tell you. I feel like
honestly,
she was
Official 3-0'd her. I'm going to tell you the truth. She got 3-0'd. three O's. You know what I'm saying? And the problem that Official has is that she keeps performing to the crowd, you know what I'm saying, and not so much to her opponent. When she says a bar and she don't get the reaction, when she don't get the reactions that she wants, she gets annoyed. Like, forget the crowd, rap to your opponent, and let your opponent feel it. When we feel that you feel it, then we won't feel it. Yeah, she be waiting on us. We waiting on you. Like, you waiting on us, and we waiting on you. So if you rap,
you know what? But Warren got the same problem. Warren got the exact same problem. He punches and then he gets mad.
He gets angry. No, he gets angry like a dog, like a mad dog. He gets mad when you don't react to his bars. Like, he gets so pissed. I mean, and I think Bourne does better in smaller, like smaller rooms. I don't know.
Okay,
maybe
well,
that's just me.
But this particular event, because everybody say that JC is a better small room battle, so they at the end of the point, at some point, we can say that is a disadvantage for both of them. And Bourne put his foot in his mouth because he said that JC wouldn't get.
He was gonna. Yes, he said JC wouldn't get around. I'm gonna. You know what I'm gonna do? This is what I'm gonna. I'm gonna say JC. I'm gonna give it to JC 2-1 because, like always, like he did against Oops, he started spazzing in his third round because the first two rounds he felt like the crowd wasn't, you know, the crowd wasn't on his side. So his third round he started bugging out. Third round,
I think
he threw his hat off and
he
threw it back. No, wait, I've never seen anybody throw their hat off and they throw it back. They threw his hat back to him. Now,
you
have to
be, though. He was cushy. I think he had the material. It's just that he was allowing his frustrations to not allow him to deliver what he needed through his first two rounds. But at third,
yeah, he was
pissed.
I don't know.
He like, fuck this. I'm just swinging.
Remember we watched him versus Oops? It was the exact same thing. First round, they wasn't feeling him. Second round, they wasn't feeling him. Third round, he got so pissed off that he spazzed out, and that's exactly what happened. I ended up edging the third to him because he was like heated and worked up.
For like 8 years.
50 years. 50 years. He's been battling for like 50 years.
He's been battling since battling
has been battling. Like, he's been.
But he got to get out. He's breaking out of. They almost like villainized him. He's almost like. He's like the omen for battle rap almost. Because he started with all them top 10 niggas, never got the respect. So then he has to come around the second wind, and he's still not getting the respect he deserves. So he like. So
I don't know. Whatever. I don't even care. I'm going to say JC 2-1. Like, I don't really, like, whatever. I'm going to just say JC 2-1. Who else was there? There was K-Shine and Ill Will.
I was going to say for that. Ill Will beat K-Shine. I don't know what the hell was going on with K-Shine. I don't think he had a third round at all. Yeah, I think
no. You know what? No, Ill Will did beat K-Shine though. That's true. I'm not sure.
I don't like people bringing people to the back, bringing people on, like maybe for like a small stint. But to me, bringing another battler on to like give half of your round or give a whole round for you is a prop, and I'm not a prop person. We see what props
get
people.
It is a prop. I do think it's a prop. I think if you properly, it can be so fire though.
I like
props
anyway. Like, I can't. You see how props in. You get your hand slapped, you get your face slapped.
We won't talk about that in a second though. But I have seen where someone has brought someone else in and executed so fire though. Like, I didn't even. I'm like you. I don't care about props. But I've seen it twice. I've seen it twice happen. I've seen Farrah bring Shuni out. It was executed so. It was on Queen of the Ring. It was executed so dope because we wasn't even expecting it. It was so fire. And then I seen Brooklyn Carter do it with your boy Clip did it with Brooklyn Carter. Either way, it was fire. That happened on the trap, by the way. Thank you very much. Just wanted to throw that out there. That happened on the trap. But yeah, I see when it's executed, it's so fire, though, because it's like you probably really don't even be expecting it. I think it can be done so fire, though. I like when it's done And then Hitman does it every time. Yo, Hitman do it every damn battle. Like, every fucking battle.
But that's Hitman's thing, though. Everybody know he gonna bring Show out with him.
Like, every battle, Show out comes out of nowhere. Like, boom. Like, okay, so y'all just write y'all rounds together? Or what is it? Like, y'all, like, sign, like,
Everybody knows Hitman does it all the time now. I hate the whole, like, the first time Hitman did it, okay, cool. The second time, all right. The third time, it's like, okay, y'all might as well just do some DNA and K-Shy shit and, like, literally just be tag teaming these niggas all
day. He only uses him for, like, maybe four bars, though. But
I don't care. Stop using him now. It's like he's your crutch.
K-Shine allowed DNA to do an entire round. So, basically, like, that is a problem for me. So,
it's just,
I don't know, I guess it will. Who else battled on that card? XL battle.
Oh, that was, my bad.
That was the first battle. We hadn't started drinking.
That was the first battle. We ain't started drinking, so we were sober. XL and Happy Half, that was the best battle that night. On that card, that Saturday card, that was the best battle that night. XL and
Heavy Half
was
the
best.
Well, Heavy Half is a problem. He's from Chicago, and Heavy Half is like.
All right.
I'm not being Midwest biased. I'm saying Heavy Half is a problem. I'm not taking nothing away from XL because XL is fucking fire. But I'm just saying Heavy Half is the one that's not mentioned too often. XL is mentioned more than Heavy Half, but Heavy Half is a fucking problem as well. It's all I'm saying. Then who would you say? Big K and Math. Math Hoffa, to be such a bully.
We don't even get to wait. No, see, you cut me off because you know I'm going to say some trap shit, you know, because of Excel. You didn't even let me get to say what I want to say.
Hell no.
About Excel and Heavy Half. And I'm going to say what I got to say. Excel and Heavy Half was the best battle that night. I'm going to say Excel 1-2-1, trap shit. And now we can get into Big K and Math Hoffa. That was
for Matt Hoffa to be like, he had this big person persona, this big bully persona.
He's very emotional. Yes, he's very emotional. Like, shout out to Matt, you know, Brooklyn homie. Shout out to the home team and everything. But, yo, I just...
He still has up on being snuffed, and he thinks everybody was supposed to throw on a case and teleport and say, my nigga Big K said it. He said, you mad at me for not teleporting. Like, he wanted everybody in the world to stop what they were doing and to come assist him being jumped. And that shit was, like, a year ago, and he's still a bitter person.
He got upset at Big K for bringing up him and Bonnie, and apparently eating Bonnie's groceries and snuffing. Like, okay, you ate her butt. Okay, cool. Like, you eat booty. Everybody gonna keep talking about that. You a bad rapper, you eat ass. Somebody that everybody's gonna bring it up in every fucking battle. Like, you shouldn't have ate Bonnie's ass if you ain't want nobody to keep talking about it. Like, seriously. Like, stop fucking with battle rap bitches if you don't want your business in somebody's third fucking round. Simple as that. Like, stop fucking battle rap pussy, and nobody's gonna put you in their opening round. It's that simple. Like, if you ain't fuck her, he wouldn't have been talking about you eating her butthole. But he got upset about that, and then he got upset about, you know, him bringing up the whole situation with him punching old boy in the face or whatever. He got upset about that because I don't know if y'all seen it, but towards the end, he started getting emotional, like, don't glorify bitch nigga shit. Like, come on, cut it out. You a battle rapper. You should know what it is by now. Once you get in that ring, you should be prepared for them to bring up any old fucking thing they want to. Like, get over it. You punch that nigga, it's all
that's
history.
Why I know,
like, get over it.
I never battle successfully. Like, I couldn't battle. Like, I could write probably for a battle. But could I stand in a ring for a battle? Hell no.
I could do the yelling and the cursing and the hand in your face. I could do that. Am I going to be spitting bars? Maybe not, because I don't write bars. Like, I just say disrespectful things. Can I make it sound clever or catchy? Probably not. Can I sound disrespectful and say disrespectful things? Absolutely. But
I
can't be a battle rapper just because I'm not clever enough to sit down and think of three whole rounds
a clever ass shit to say. I don't have it in me, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I can't.
I'm clever
but,
enough. I am, but I don't have the temperament for it. I'm ignorant for shit.
I'm not clever enough. I'm ignorant. No, once you touch me, the battle's officially over now. Once you touch me, the battle has officially concluded. Like, I don't give a damn where we are, what round we in. Once you invade my personal space and touch me, battle over, done, finito.
Okay,
which
so
brings
speaking
me,
of touching,
which
brings
me to our
this.
Next topic, Sharone and Kayshawn. Now, at first, I was in the middle, because I don't know if y'all don't know what happened. Sharone and Kayshawn was battling on Don't Flop. Sharone had a fake on, like a prop. You know, he was pointed at Kayshawn and was rapping. Kayshawn got upset, slapped it out of his hand. Then Sharone slapped his hat off. And then Kayshawn slapped Sharone into next year. At first, I had said, like, I was in the middle. I was like, yo, you know, he shouldn't have had the fake prop, you know. Real nigga shit, you don't point a gun at nobody. But then I thought to myself, like, this nigga Shine really knows who and who not to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really knows
who. Is that how you feel?
Or
is it that,
exactly,
like.
No, that's exactly how I feel. He knows exactly who and who not to put his hands on.
I think
my nigga,
that he is honestly. No, I think that.
Nah, he knows who to put his hands on.
I think Shine is tired of, like, people trying to, like, push him around. It's like the kid. It's like the little brother that's tired
that's
of being
bullshit.
Treated like the little brother. Like, I don't, man, I'm not against it. I would have slapped skin out his ass, too. I don't play by no.
That's
don't play no. I'm
bullshit,
fake or real. I don't want to hear that
Gina,
shit. We're in a turkey.
He has the
good morning,
the
America.
Listen. I'm not hearing it. No, I'm not hearing it. He has the gun. He has that fake-ass gun the whole time. The whole time. The nigga seen it the whole time. So now you feeling like you probably losing
he's
right
pointing
now, right?
In his face. That wasn't even a problem. I don't think Beasley said on his, he made a post on Instagram, whatever, and he said that we can't be mad. The reason he reacted is because he slapped his hat into another atmosphere. My nigga, his hat flew so fucking hard, though. Like,
so
we can't
so
be.
Listen. Respect for
he
you.
He also,
respect.
And I'm probably pretty sure in the process, he didn't clean swipe that hat. I'm pretty sure he touched his head, too. He gave him, oh,
okay,
my nigga, you got a fresh.
That's probably true.
No, he
okay,
gave him, you got
you
a fresh.
Let
hell
me
no.
ask you a question.
He had that, you got a fresh fade.
What would
like,
you do?
Nah, what when we was in school, hell no. When I was in elementary, like, middle school, we used to smack
you
the shit out of people's head when they had a fresh cut.
Yeah.
Like, you get a fresh haircut?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
What?
Now, you Sharone, you rapping, and this nigga just slaps the gun at your hand. Now what? What do you do? Ask him. What is
that's
the next
Sharone
move? You keep talk. Rapping?
No,
I'm asking you, though. You are Sharone right now, and you thought it was a good idea to bring the fake gun, right, as your prop,
okay.
And you rapping, right? Now, you Sharone with this gun, and
now,
Kayshawn slapped.
Or am I
Kayshawn
reacting
You are you. You are Gina. You are
Sharone
Jay.
Is
he
Sharone.
The
you know Sharone ain't doubt that. Me
okay, but I'm talking about you. What would you do if you were
don't
him?
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
You were just
going to
say, don't touch me. That's all you're going to say is, don't touch me?
Don't touch
I know
me.
You.
I would. I give people
man,
fair
listen.
Chances, man. Like if I,
I'm
ever,
not trying
if,
to hear it.
I give people fair.
You
right. I probably would have beat his ass. I ain't going to lie to you.
Exactly.
You would slap my hand.
You would.
But I'm not Sharone, though. It's a difference, though. Can't nobody touch me and think it's all right because I'm not touching you, don't touch me type of thing. Like, don't touch me, I don't touch you. I don't know why Sean felt compelled to slap that man's hand like he did. That reminds me of when Jay Murder slapped Rosenberg.
Jay Murder slapped the shit out of Rosenberg's hand.
That's all I can think about. I remember he was like, don't touch me. He just slapped his hand, don't touch me. Like
yeah, but see, it wasn't okay. All he said was "don't touch me," and it wasn't like he didn't slap some. He didn't. He slapped him and slapped the gun out of his hand. That's two things. You slapped me and you slapped my prop out of my hand. That's. I think that
Sharone. I mean, I'm
I
sure
think
in his head, Kayshawn he like you know what
is a bitch for slapping him. I really do. He is.
Slim
no, he really
was
is
trending.
Okay, so
and Sharone
so
ran with
he,
the trend, and that was a mistake.
So why didn't Kayshawn slap the shit out of Arsenal when he was, like, shoving him with his face and, like, pushing him back when they was back.
Whoever put them clips together, they made Kayshawn look like a little bitch. Kayshawn was talking back shit, okay? Kayshawn was also, like, kind of pushing him off. And at the same rate, if I don't respect, he might have, like, we don't know. I don't know what their relationship is outside of that stage. When they in that stage, to me, they ain't no friends. They might be cool. So he giving him more room to, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of play with. Him and Sharon probably is not cool at all, so why the fuck would you ever think it's cool like that? Like, I play. Like,
you're Captain Save a White Boy.
No, I'm
right
saying,
now.
Like, me and you, like, I'd be like, shut up, bitch, like, to you, because you're my friend. Be cool like that. But let some other bitch I do not fuck with come up and tell me, shut up, bitch. I might hit her in the mouth, because we not cool like that. We don't have that understanding. We are not cool like that. Who told you you can talk to me like that? Who told you to say this to me? It's a difference. Like, he might have had a different understanding with Arsenal or whoever else call themselves bullying Kayshawn. I don't play with you like that. Hell no. You get one. You only get throw a dog a bone once or twice. If you overfeed that nigga, done. Everybody gonna think shit sweet. Like, they already think he's soft anyway for being bullied. So shit, at some point he got to put his foot down. Like, you know what? Fuck all this shit. Because now he thinks he can move with the big dogs and do whatever. Let me check. And he slapped that man's hat far as shit.
If that's the biggest fuck of shit I've ever heard.
If he didn't do nothing, then what they would have did?
That's the biggest crock of shit I've ever heard. Listen. I have watched.
Oh, wait. We got callers want to talk. So I'm going to put somebody on. Let's see. We got 708-377.
What's good, buddy?
Yo.
What's going on?
Nothing on the work break, checking our show out, but I just got a couple of points to make.
Okay.
You have to mute your background noise. You're going to have.
Say that again?
Who are we talking to?
Distress from the city, from the shot.
Okay,
can you hear me now?
You had something you want to say? Yeah, we can hear you better. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple points to make. Number one, when you bring in a prop to a battle, I'm quite sure the battler already know what's going to happen. So that's mistake number one. Okay, Sean, you don't smack his hand. You already knew prior to if he had a problem, he should have just said, well, nah. That prop ain't going to work. I don't like that. I don't play like that. Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the streets. You ain't about to point no water gun at me. I don't play games with guns at all unless it's going to go there. So he pointing that gun and it's getting slapped. He just grew a set of balls in front of all these people because he know it's going to be viewed, so he want to slap his head. If I was Kayshawn, I would have knocked his ass out.
Okay.
That's just point blank, period.
You would have knocked him out for the gun or for the hat slap?
Oh, for slapping my head off my head. You about to go night-night, nigga.
But of course I'm going to slap the hat off your head. You just slap me. What's wrong with y'all? Am I the twilight? Can we get a caller who agrees with Nico? Like, once you touch me, I don't give a damn if I have a bazooka. Don't put your hands on me. Do not touch me.
Don't
I didn't
be
touch
mad
you.
At
Listen,
but see, where is the line in the sand at, in battle rap though? You got to go draw
no
a line somewhere.
No, there ain't no line to draw. Once you get in battle,
that's
you,
why people
once,
be getting fucked up.
Listen, exactly. Once you touch me, I feel like anything is a go. Like once you disrespect my personal space, I feel like anything is a go. That's just how
well, what is personal space in battle rap though? That's violated 100% of the times.
I said once you invade my personal space and touch me. It's one thing you invade my personal space. Okay, fine. But then you touch me, like you slap my prop out my hand. It's like, okay, you know, you're taking it
okay,
too far
well,
now.
Okay, well,
man,
that was on Sharon, but he wanted to go there. That prop did that. So if he wanted to react,
I'm not saying he shouldn't have expected it.
They both actually wrong, though, if y'all look at it. They both wrong, but I'm just saying I could see why he slapped him, though, for slapping his hat, but they both wrong.
I just don't understand. did you not see the gun this whole time? Like, you thought that Sharon was really coming with a loaded gun to come and shoot you? Like, I'm
no,
like,
that's
help
not
me
why
get
he
it.
Slapped him, though. I don't honestly do not think the gun was the issue. I think that was, like, maybe, like, the prelude to it. And then when he slapped his head, he was just like, oh, fuck this. Like, that nigga too comfortable. He was comfortable enough to bring that dumbass gun, and it probably bothered him, but he was going to let him do his thing. But then he got too comfortable. He touched the man's hat and shit. That is when he's like, fuck that. Like, it's over. Like, no.
No, listen.
Like,
y'all don't think Kayshawn tried to big boy him being because of his color and his background?
I do.
Y'all
that's
think he
exactly,
tried to big boy him?
That's exactly what happened. Like I said earlier, Kayshawn knows exactly who to try and who not to try. Like, he knows
I
who to put his hands
idea,
on.
Man.
It's true. He knows it. I don't care. I would say like 50,000 times. He knows exactly who to slap and who not to slap.
I remember watching the Kayshawn and Calico battle. Calico was all in his face, all up in Mook's face, everybody's face.
But did he punch him?
No.
No. No, he did not. No, he didn't.
Being in his face.
He got bumped a couple of times in that battle.
He got bumped mad times. He got shoved.
Oh, man, I
just got shoved across the stage. What, you in love with Kayshawn? What's your problem? He got shoved across the stage. Pushed across the stage.
Calico was bumping
him
a lot because Calico was on something personal with the whole Doc Mob during that time. So I'm just saying, I think Kayshawn know who to pull it with. Like a lot of battle rappers, they know who to pull it with.
All these battle rappers.
Just like that shotgun shoe pocket check shit. He know who to pull that with.
He know everybody, all these battle rappers know who to push, who buttons to push, and who just to not fuck with. That's everybody.
That's what I'm saying. They got to write it up in a contract or something. Like, man, this shit going, if they want to take this to the next level, like selling out Madison Square Garden and shit, like people talking like they're trying to take it to the next level, them big money investors ain't about to be investing in this shit and something going to go down like that. That's why they got to draw something
up
in the contract.
They're going to have to probably eliminate the bulk of these emotional top 10 niggas because it'd be them that just be acting a fool, like. They just be in their feelings.
They're all so
about,
emotional.
I've never seen, this is a blood sport to me. So I just don't understand. That's like playing football and you mad somebody tackled you. My nigga, what the fuck is your problem? Like, this is what you signed up for. Like, I don't.
Yeah, but battle rap is to rap and to out rap your opponent. That's what battle rap is. All that tough guy shit, that ain't what battle rap about. If you that tough, go ahead and rap your three minute three rounds. And then after the fact, beat up somewhere and catch the fade. If people that tough, I mean, you can wait, make that money, and then meet up somewhere
man,
and catch the fade.
Nobody in battle rap is that tough. Fuck out of here.
I'm
okay,
tough.
Nobody in battle rap is that tough, besides us.
Well, thank you for calling.
No problem. I salute y'all, my unbiased women.
Yes,
thank you.
I
appreciate the love.
Okay.
Let me get back to making this paper. Y'all go ahead with the show.
All right, honey. Good night.
I think we have Sammy on the line because he said that he was calling. He said he texted me and said he's on the line because he must have heard. His hotline must have been blinging. We were talking about him, so he must have heard.
I
must have been killing
himself. He ain't pressed one. Let me see what Sammy, because Sammy ain't pressed one.
So
he
Sammy's a liar.
Earlier. He was on the line, I think. I just don't see him no more. Oh, yes, I do. But he ain't pressed one.
Ooh.
Sammy, you want to talk?
Sammy, you have to press one if you would like to talk, my love.
He wants to. There you go. We're going to put you on. Go ahead.
Yo, what's good? Up. What y'all say about me? I just saw this.
I had said.
You said that you and Fettuccine had to battle on the weekend for the crown.
I did.
And y'all waiting.
I did say that.
Squad.
I did. I said that. All right, so I can't be a part of that squad, so I'm going to need you guys to hold it down. But I did say that you guys had the best performance and battle of the entire weekend. That was my favorite battle all weekend, to be honest. Like, and my favorite battle rapper was there, and yeah. So with that being said, y'all were my favorite battle. Even though I feel like Fettuccine beat you, which he did, but
That was my favorite.
She gonna say that. Now you know she's gonna say that.
No, I'm not gonna say. Listen, I don't want to hear no trap shit. I'm not gonna say that because of whatever. Like, I really feel like he beat you. Like, that's just the honest to God truth. I felt like he beat you. I felt like once you saw my sweatshirt, once you seen, like, you know, once you seen New York in the building, like, we threw you off your A game, and then it was like no coming back for you. Like, and that's okay. Like, that's cool. You lost. It's okay. Everybody loses a game, Sammy. It's no biggie. Everybody loses a game.
Okay, since you are a battle rapper, okay, so you have your loyalty to, it's SBF, right? That's your, like, click whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I see, like, when y'all was rapping for Coco and stuff, and that's family. Let's get to this K-Shine Dot Mob thing. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I kind of somewhat, I ain't hear the day like this, but I kind of similar. I mean, I watched the Lil T-Rex interview, so yeah, I know kind of what's going on.
Okay,
I've heard bits
so,
and pieces of it. I haven't heard, like, the whole gist.
Well, Daylight did a diss, and I've seen somebody's take on it like that. They shouldn't even allow Daylight to really diss K-Shine because he don't really rock with K-Shine and like that anyway. I think that Mook and T-Rex and them all should have had, like, a moment together. So I feel like to do whatever they're doing for, like, for fans or the media or whatever the fuck they're doing, I think it's all messy. They've known each other too long to even have, like, some type of quarrel or whatever the fuck they got going on in the public eye. They're not real public figures. Come on. That rap's too small. How you feel about him? I don't know if they mad that he moved on. Not necessarily moved on, but he couldn't ride their coattails forever. Like, he would have never been the first, like,
and he's blowing up now. He's blowing up with NWX. To me, he kind of blowing up with NWX. He getting more battles really than Rex. As of right now, if you were to say who's better between them two, majority of people would say Shine right now, to be honest.
It's like a jealousy thing then?
Between who's
like
better than who?
Shine
and who?
I don't think you said that. Nobody's better than Mook. Nobody's better than Mook. Nobody's better than Mook.
Wait, what do you mean nobody's better than Mook than what?
Nobody's better than Mook. Only person that's better than Mook is probably, well, I would say Clips back in the day, but I don't know if Clips been tripping. And Young,
I should honestly mute you for right now, but
And Young Gil. They're my two, Young Gil and Clips. Young Gil, Clips, and Calico. They're my three favorite battle rappers.
Gil and Calico?
Yeah.
But I'm saying, it's like, does he really owe them, like, as long as he's loyal as a friend, I think they're upset with him, how he's moving as far as, like, in his battle career. But you can't cage, I don't want to call, he's not a bird, nigga. I'm not saying you're a bird, nigga, but.
Hey, you can't cage no bird. Like,
I don't think he's
no
bird. Like, you can't cage no bird, but they don't want him to spread his wings. And go out and when he was with Dot Mob, everybody just, I knew him personally as the nigga that get that nigga Rex. That is what I knew him as.
Yeah.
The hype man to shadow for Rex. He was never K-Shine. He was not K-Shine. Like, he didn't have that persona for me when he was with Dot Mob. He took a side, and he probably looked at himself in the mirror like, I don't want to be this man's shadow anymore. And if they are his real friends, they should have supported that.
Y'all crazy as fuck.
They should have supported that. My nigga, come on now. 90% of NWX is niggas from other places, and they still get supported from they original squads. Like, Big T still got support from Quiet Money. You can't tell me he don't. But he's still NWX. DNA probably could still standing up there with him. He's not NWX. He's still going to stand up with him because that's his role, whatever the fuck. You get what I'm saying? They're still getting support from the people that they was rocking with prior to that. Why is it that Dot Mob doesn't support K-Shine in his NWX? Like,
you want to know why? And I'm going to tell you what I think. This is what I think. And I feel like both sides got a point. A lot of people with NWX, similar to like Big T, that's the bro, and niggas, they throw a lot of shade at niggas who fuck with K-Shine. So it's like, K-Shine, you rocking with these niggas, but these niggas, like you see the meme that Big T just made, a T-Rex. So it's like, all right, this nigga coming at my head, everybody, all these niggas coming at Murder Mook head, and you fuck messing with these niggas, you feel me? And you're supposed to be our little brother. So I can see that that way, then I can see that them niggas not letting him spread his wings. So it's really both sides got an argument, because a lot of niggas throw shots at Murder Mook and T-Rex, and K-Shine is in a circle with them, kind of, you feel me? And it's like now, but then you could also say, you know, they not letting this nigga K-Shine spread his wings, because before he got with NWX, you was just thinking him as, like, this T-Rex little brother or something. Now, the nigga doing his own thing, like, him and DNA probably making bread off that two-on-two shit, because they book every other week shit. So he went in there and said,
this two and two is
well,
two
why
and
as
two
a
thing.
Grown man or as a friend, I'm never gonna be mad at my sister. That's how you know, like, if they start hating after you get some shine, they was hating the whole fucking time anyway. So
picture this though. All right. Okay, you Nico go do another radio show with some chicks that's giving her more exposure, but these some chicks that just straight shitting on you all the time. How you going to feel about that?
I don't have to worry about that, though. We would never have to worry about that. Two of us never do, but if the shoes on us, like, say if that was me and Jay-Z, of course I'm going to feel some type of way. Duh, like, that's my sister.
But I'm
going to
talk,
type of way,
but I know me.
The
I'm
thing
a
is that we can talk and hash it out. Like, I'm not going to let it get to the point where it's going to get to where I can't even speak to her. Like, as soon as I feel like it's something, we're going to sit and we're going to talk about it way before it even gets to that point.
True. I think, but in the interview I seen with T-Rex, he still say, you know, K-Shine, my little brother, I've known him as a shorty, you know, I love him, that's my brother, that shit ain't going to never change. So I think it's cool. I think people blowing it up. I think it's being used as a marketing tactic, which is smart if they are doing it.
I was thinking that too, honestly. They're going to run with the fuel. What they're going to do is NWX got a lot of fuel behind them right now. Dot Mob is losing steam. It would be smart to fuck with some person that's in the light right now. Like, nigga, we can get our name back. But it's like a fake fucking beef type shit. Like, let's start this, and this is going to be all over the place because technically Rex and Mook and them are legends, and
This shit WWF now, man. I'm telling y'all, this shit is just a facade, man. It's not really what it is, man. I had to learn that shit.
It's not real. You learn the hard, you know what it is? Because when I was just a fan, and I used to just watch it at home, honestly, I was... But somebody else said, like, once you get behind the scenes and you start working with the shit, it kind of changed your perspective a whole lot. You got a different vantage point on, like, battle rap. Because I know a lot of these people personally now, and I'm like, you niggas ain't shit. Like, I had a fantasized world, like, in my head. I had a fantasy for battle rap. That shit ain't nothing like I imagined it would be behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it kind of, like... Different.
Yeah, it's way just different. A lot of shit you see, like, certain niggas that I thought was just like, man, I'm like, this nigga a clown. And I meet them in person, they be cool in person. Some niggas I think that I'm going to get along with, they cool, they be clowns in person, you know? It just be all different, man, you know? Like, yeah, you see
85% of these niggas are really corny in real life. That is the actual
fact.
85, maybe 90% of these battle rappers in real actual life are fucking corny, which is why I never understand how these bitches be caught up on the same dick over and over again. Like, I've never, I was just talking about this earlier. Like, battle rap is so tiny. It is so small. Like, people think it's bigger than what it really is. It's really not
that
big.
I just can't get caught up into all that extra shit. I legitimately got real life going on. So that's why I used to get pissed off a lot and be ready to fight, because then I had to look back like, man, these battle rap niggas is really not worth my time. And I could never be so with nobody because I'm basically, to be honest, I'm doing better than 80% of the niggas that's on URL in real life. So it's like,
this
I can never really be. Huh? It's a fact.
I said this is a fact because a lot of them just rely solely on the checks that they get. And I have heard this from well-known bar robbers that say that they rely solely on the checks that they get from battle rap. If you ain't Charlie,
if you knew how many battle rappers' songs get cut off,
you shouldn't be relying on no check from no battle rap.
Bro,
okay?
If battle rap is your job, if battle rap is your, I hate when niggas say my career. If battle rap is your career, dog, I feel sorry. We're gonna start a PayPal.
I'm not even gonna hold you. Some of y'all favorites is like that. I'm not even gonna hold you. Some of y'all favorites, not even going to hold you. They rely solely on the checks that they get. That if they can even get it from these shiesty ass league owners, sometimes relies
and
on it, the checks that they can get.
And some of our favorites and some of the niggas who, because a lot of these niggas who supposedly getting a lot of money from battle rap, they be bullshitting and not taking it serious. So I'm like, nigga, if this is how you eat it, nigga, you supposed to go crazy. Because what if these niggas stop booking you? Your ass going to be in the playing line. Like, for real. Like,
can
you
imagine
like,
seeing someone like Hitman work, like pumping your gas or working at CVS?
No. I can, hey, listen. But one thing I can say about, you know, I know bro. And bro a hustler. Bro going to get it by any means. You feel me?
I'm
so
not saying him
like,
specifically. I'm just saying,
know,
well,
I
we
know,
need to hashtag because
– I think he wasn't on the line earlier, since we're going to talk about half-ass. I don't think so. We said that Clips is coming back to battle for free. You want in on that or no?
I'm going to. That's what I feel like. I feel like, look, this is my thing. I feel like I just, if the Clips come back and battle on Guerrilla Warfare, I feel like Sammy Wild Hunter deserves it. I was supposed to be on the main card for 2 crowns. The first crown, I wasn't on that main card because I took a battle that same month. And I Gracie don't be wanting motherfuckers to choke. I respect that. She want niggas to be prepared because she wants you to have good performances. And I respect that. So I told her, I'm like, you know what? I don't got to be on that one. Then this crown, I was supposed to be on this second day, but there was just too many battles. So you like, and then my bro Heavy was on it, so I ain't really too much care, you know. As long as my nigga Heavy was on it, or one of my niggas was on it, I ain't really care that much. So it's like, you know, I ain't really tripped, you know, about being on those 2 crowns. And I got over 20 battles. I've battled Vets. I've battled No Name, PG niggas. I've battled in, like, mad different cities and states. You feel me? So it's like, and then I never say no to a Guerrilla Warfare battle. Like, I battled Brooklyn Carter, who has a big name. Then I battled all these other niggas in these other cities with big names. Then I turned around and battled my nigga D-Eagle. And when I battled D-Eagle, not to say he don't got no name, but the fact is, I battled D-Eagle over the fact that 5 niggas ducked him back-to-back. So I felt like, you know what, bro? I'm going to give you this battle since niggas want to keep ducking you. And you want to battle me, you know my name buzzing a little bit. Let's battle then, and that'll get your buzz back cracking. So, you know, I do a lot of favors for people.
Was I there for that?
Huh? Yeah, you was there for that day. Yep.
Okay,
you was there. You had recorded a little bit of it on my... Yeah, so it was like, so I feel like, you know, I do a lot of, and then all my best performances are really with Guerrilla Warfare, you know, like my top performances, you know, I get, everywhere else I go, I get paid. Guerrilla Warfare ain't got to pay me because that's the hometown, you feel me? They don't got to pay me, so I feel like if a nigga put in all this work for y'all, you know, go on, throw me a little something, let me go on smoke Clips because a lot of niggas
won't
watch
that. We're going to get you trending, Sammy versus Clips,
yeah.
You got you.
All right.
So, okay, thanks for calling, Sammy. Give him, like...
No problem. Anytime.
Thank you, Sammy Whammy.
All right.
But
okay,
nah, for real.
So we're going to let one more person talk, but then we got to wrap up the last 5 minutes. This next person is a long-winded person. I'm going to put you on,
Lord,
CJ. 773-392. Do not kill me.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Hold on, wait a minute. First of all, I ain't long winded. We don't know if you're a man or a bitch. Sammy Wild Hunter.
He gone. He muted, man.
My bad, Sammy. So I was calling, you know, support the show, you know what I'm saying? Nice meeting Nico as a priest at the, you know, at the, you dig, you know what I'm saying? We had a good time, no fight. Well, besides O'Reilly, but other than that, they were smooth.
We didn't fight.
You know what I'm
saying? Me and Jay behaved ourselves the whole event, despite not.
Oh, yeah, the next event, I would love y'all to come again. Next event. Should be one coming real soon.
Well,
okay, I'm going to let y'all go ahead and finish y'all's show up. Huh?
The background noise.
No, I'm going to let y'all finish y'all's show out because I'm at the bone now. Y'all just came on to say hi to y'all and y'all doing good things. Pam and Gina. Hey, some nigga asked which one was Pam. That shit was funny as hell. Which one is Pam? All right, see y'all later, man.
How you ask which one is Pam or which one is Gina? Have you never seen
that?
He
obviously was
Pam
retarded.
Pam is obviously the darker-skinned one, which would be me, and the lighter-skinned one, which would be you, is Gina. And we behaved ourselves the entire con event. Speak next time. Hashtag speak next time. We behaved ourselves the whole time. Hashtag speak next time.
Yeah, hashtag speak next time. It doesn't hurt, guys and ladies. And
we
ladies that look like guys. It doesn't hurt. You can speak. We will not bite you.
Ladies that look like guys.
Ladies that look like guys, you all can speak. It is okay. Overall,
I guess we're intimidating. Maybe we're intimidating. I don't know.
We might be. It's all right because we be live.
I don't know.
But I did have a good time. Every Tuesday, guys, at 8 p.m., because we did have callers, and I appreciate everybody supporting us.
Please keep it up, you guys.
So it's 8 p.m. Central. That means anybody like in my area, Texas, Midwest, whatever, 8 p.m. Central and 9 p.m. Eastern. The number to call is 773-897.
And surrounding areas, 9 p.m.
Yes. And that number you call will be the number you call today, which is 773-897-6224.
Tonight we're not gonna tell you this. Tonight we eased y'all into it. This was pretty light compared to how this is light. We eased you guys into it. We didn't even get to digging into what we wanted to dig into yet.
Hell no.
But not even the tip of the iceberg. But next week, Birdman hand rub.
I need everybody to tune in next week. Tell your mother to tell her mother
doing.
To tell her sister and her grandma to all call in. Your uncle.
You got to do your plugs, too.
No, I ain't doing no plugs.
I am. I said, can I go?
Go ahead, do your plugs. I do our plugs because ours is later because we got personal shit now. Go ahead and do yours and then I'll plug us.
Instagram is nicebook_Nico and my Facebook is Nico Nicole. Also, make sure that you subscribe to the Trap New York YouTube page and the Facebook page and the Instagram page and the Twitter page. And we also have an event coming up this Sunday, December 6th. The information is already on my page and on my Instagram page and on my Twitter. So if you need the information, you can hit me up on Facebook. And then also,
okay.
Pam and Gina hashtag. Hashtag
Sam and Gina.
Hashtag
okay,
speak
you
next
can
time.
Find. Okay,
hashtag
you can find me on my personal. You being crazy.
I bet you
they're not listening, but that's besides the point.
It's probably not, but that's okay. We'll shout them out next week.
So we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Jaquece J. J-A-Q-U-E-C-E. Instagram is J-A-Q-U-E-C-E is how you spell my name. Follow Pam and Gina on Instagram, which is B-R-S, Pam and Gina, which stands for Battle Rap. Pam and Gina, we just started the page. Every Tuesday, tune in, guys.
Every Tuesday at 9 p.m., 8 p.m.
Eastern.
Yeah, that.
That's it.
Every Tuesday. Every single Tuesday. We was body count, but, you know.
No, we're going to probably talk about that next week, though. Might get petty, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, because you guys might want to know what happened with Body Count Radio. So we have to tell y'all, because I guess you guys still wondering what the hell happened with Body Count and what happened
so
to the
queen we were
doing the show
Gina,
with before.
You can check us in all the groups, hashtag Tam and Gina, hashtag Tam and Gina, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, please look out for us. See y'all next week, same time, same place.
We'll see y'all next week. Bye.